Yo fam, before we get in this episode, a couple things. I got a new website up, kprestonmoore.com. That's kprestonmoore.com. If you know anybody looking for a speaker at a school, a community group, a business, a counseling or social work company, a treatment center. I talk about mental health and addiction education, stigma, drug and alcohol prevention, addiction prevention. Holler at your boy, kprestonmoore.com. Check it out. Would love to hear from you. And also, many of you know my wife, Sarah, is a women's leadership coach. She helps women around confidence, being able to speak up and say what you want to say when you want to say it. And she specializes in mini retreats, moresoulsessions.com. The Full of Herself membership meets every Wednesday. She does pump-up sessions, group coaching. She has guest speakers, really good, building community. They're doing a lot of cool things, and she got a book coming out in the fall. Sarah at moresoulsessions.com. Holler at your girl. Love you. Feeling yo feelings. You know, one of the symptoms of what I often refer to as emotional dysfunction for me is having a hard time feeling my feelings. In other words, I prided myself on being calm under pressure, being relaxed, not getting too high or too low. But what I was actually doing was numbing my feelings. And it didn't become apparent until I got older, when my dad passed away and I never really grieved. When I, you know, met my wife and got married, and I was happy, but I wasn't like elated or, if I compare myself to what I see other people do or on TV, to go like this overwhelming joy of getting married, I didn't feel that. I was kind of like acting as if, same thing when my son was born. I knew I should be elated, but I was happy, but I couldn't tap into those emotions even when I wanted to. Same thing happened when I graduated college. I remember when I celebrated 1 year clean and sober. I remember being excited, but it was just like a blip. My wife always talks about when we're going on vacation, she's like, aren't you excited? She has all this anticipation and big emotion. And I'm just like, you know, yeah, whatever. Maybe I'll get excited when I get there or when it gets closer. And I never really have been able to tap in. And so what I have found through doing a bunch of work is protection mechanism, right? Protecting myself from overwhelming disappointment and sadness and grief and fear, right? And I was so adamant or so intent on protecting myself from those negative emotions, sadness, grief, fear, shame, overwhelming shame and guilt, all that kind of stuff, that I lost the ability to feel true elation, joy, and happiness. And again, I want to be very clear, not that I didn't feel those feelings, but you know, I felt them more like a 3, 4, 5 than a 8, 9, 10. And so the work that I've been doing over the last number of years is trying to tap into my emotions. And I have to say, in the last year or two, I've probably cried more in the last year or two than I've cried my entire adult life, maybe even my childhood, teen years as well. And it's little things. It's music. It's thinking fondly of my wife and son, grieving my father. We just passed the 19th anniversary of my father passing. Today is actually, it's April 8th. It's my wife and I's 13th wedding anniversary. And just, I still get embarrassed. I still feel weird when I well up and start to cry, especially around other people. I still don't want to do that, but you know, when I'm quiet in the morning and I'm doing my meditations or I'm driving on my own, you know, when I feel that emotion coming on, usually I would just stuff it down. And now I almost kind of like push it to make more come out. And I'm just grateful. Not again, I feel weird about it. It still feels uncomfortable in a lot of ways, but I'm grateful that I'm able to feel my feelings and tap in to those Just to those emotions, because well-rounded emotions, especially for those that have numbed them over the years, will help you make better decisions, identify when you can identify with your feelings, you can learn to communicate them, you have better relationships. On the other side of that, there's people that have big emotions, right? You know, one thing that they know is, you know, their emotions are big and huge and sometimes uncontrollable, and other people look at them as, why do you get so emotional, etc. And I think for them, it is not only being able to embrace those emotions and not feel shame and guilt around them, but also to be able to navigate those emotions, to be able to better manage those emotions so they're not all over the place, not to damper them down, but to have a bit more sense of control over them so they don't throw you from one end of the spectrum to the other, or the emotions are so big and you can't really identify them and communicate them, which almost makes them, you go through these emotional dumps and you still can't communicate with the people around you. And so the purpose of, you know, some people call it emotional sobriety, emotional function would be the emotional dysfunction, is my ability to tap in, to identify, communicate my emotions so I can build a better relationship with myself, build a better relationship with those around me, and be more of who I'm meant to be. I'm thinking about you. I love you. Holler at your boy.